بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the Sufferer of Oz, we had come across one person, and Allah has blessed him in several ways. His Dini Khidmat is outstanding. He's got respect, barakat in his life, barakat in his wealth. So I was curious to know, he's got all this, how did it come about? Sometimes we look at the tail end, but we don't see what was the catalyst. He's doing dini khidmat, he's got respect, prosperity. So he explained that this came on account of his father's goodness. He says to me that if there was any Tabligh Jamaat that would come to his town, then his father would be the first one to host them and show them a lot of respect, go out of his way to host them according to his means and capacity, take good care of them. Number two, if there was an alim that came to the town, any work, obviously it was a dini work that he would have come for. Maybe come for a bayan, or maybe came for some assistance of the madrasa that he's building. Some type of dini work that an alim had come, then he would insist on that alim, you finished all your work, then you come to my place. When you rest here, you'll eat here, and I will also contribute and assist in the good cause that you are doing. So he says it was the good work of his father that is carrying him today. Otherwise, you see, in this town there's so much of poverty, difficulty, constraint. But from all this, Allah Ta'ala has saved us. So this work of generosity, hospitality, extending ourselves, it was always in our fathers of old. Somehow or the other, they showed some respect, some generosity, some hospitality. And we do not know, perhaps on account of their goodness, today we are enjoying. This was the cause of the goodness coming into the home. Why should we cut it off? Simple thing is, let's cut a little bit of our luxuries, 30-40% of our luxuries. Not even the needs, just the luxuries. Our trips, holidays, fanciful clothing, cars, etc. Let's cut off some of the luxuries. And when you see some dini works taking place, then we can't contribute so much. At least be with those people. Show some hospitality, some respect, some muhabbat. Join them for some time. And then you see the good that comes into your home. There was one Mawlana Nadeem from Pakistan. He had given bayan some years back. I think it was in Mellon Syndrome. So he says, there were a group of students studying at a madrasa. And in India, Pakistan, it happens that the madrasa can take care of a certain amount. Say, they can take care of 300, 400 students. So they don't have the capacity of taking care of more than that. They got a budget just for 300 or 400. You get 200, 300 more students coming in. We got the capacity of taking care of 300, and another 200 came in. So they would explain to the rest of the 200 or 300, your teaching, etc., we will take care of. But we cannot take care of your feeding, etc. You only got a capacity of 300. And though we would like to assist you, but we can't. We don't have the means to do it. Those students then will get some assistance from the town people. So there were a group of about 10 students, and one person, Indian, but very dark in complexion, he used to take care of these 10 students. Our students generally are a little bit free in their in the ways. They'll give nicknames and they will tease, and it's their way now. It's wrong, you're not supposed to be behaving that way. But get this crowd a little bit free. Maybe from 10, 1, 2 is a little bit loose, you see. So when they saw him a little bit fat and a bit dark in complexion, then they would say, Hamara Bhes, so buffalo came. See, the buffalo in India is a bit fat, dark in complexion. But he wouldn't know, but they would tease him, Hamara Bhes aya, a buffalo came. See. So one day, after a year or so, he got to know that they are teasing him with this name, Bhes. Now the work that he's doing is great. See, hospitality, respect, it's very great. And more especially, generally, in hospitality to anybody, even a non-Muslim, it was a way of waqab that would show hospitality. Any person that's downtrodden, guest, he's a stranger to the town. But now, you go out of your way to and assist the person, help him. He's come here, what can we do for him? Sometimes he doesn't have a place to sleep, sometimes he doesn't have food, sometimes he needs some type of guidance and direction. To the extent that you can, to assist the person. It doesn't mean that everybody is brought home, and doesn't mean that everybody is given millions of rands, but to the extent that you can help, assist, support, some respect and some consideration. You don't know the person himself, and you don't know how true he is. So some assistance, some direction, some soft words. So the Quran Sharif says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٌ. Sadaqah is great, but if you can't do that, then at least some good words. Some good words, some gentle words, some words of kindness. For that person, spirits don't break down completely. We're not in a position to judge everybody's intentions, what intentions are good and false, whatever. And nor is that our work. But yes, to show some respect, some kindness. Tomorrow we could have been in that position. Today that person is in a position of need. He needs your assistance, your kindness, your generosity. Tomorrow it could be we that are in that position. If someone spoke to us in a rough manner, indecent manner, impolite manner, how we would have taken it. So this hospitality, respect, habbat, whoever it is, we are walking or traveling, we see people at the robo, be it a Muslim or a non-Muslim, but some assistance. If we feel that, no, they are blue boys, drug boys and all that, then too we can assist them, right? We had some fruit or some sandwich or something in the car. At least three people in the day, we gave them one fruit or some sandwich, prepared some sandwich in the house, came across these boys, gave him a sandwich. At least something in his stomach, something for him to continue. Isn't that great? We don't know the position of that person. We don't know what's his reality. We don't know what's going on with him. But this, why should we deprive ourselves of that work of generosity? You don't know that person may be a good person, or he will come out to be a good person. And this work of generosity, maybe he just turns out making dua for us. We don't know the person, he may just turn making dua for us. Sometimes that help came in at the right time, right person at the right time. You showed generosity to 100 people, but that one person was the right person, it was the right time, and the right person, and it was the right thing that came out of his mouth. He just made one dua for you, and your dunya, deen, everything came worked out for you. This little bit of kindness, little bit of gentleness, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. That person may be a little bit hard in asking, he may be persistent, he may be asking, you know, he may not be behaving correctly, but that doesn't mean that we also become impolite, hard, harsh. That's not our way. Chota Mota is running a madrasa now, but do you know Chota Mota's father? Alhamdulillah, I had the fortune of seeing him. So they were living in a lot of constraint at that time, lots of constraint. But it was his style, his Shunamura's father's style. Like chicken was a delicacy in the time. You didn't have this rainbow and all that time. In my childhood, there was no such a thing as a rainbow. You had a couple of roosters in the yard, or some people coming selling chicken. You cut that now and then, once in a month or something, and that's the meal. So that was treated like a luxury at that time. So they would have one, two roosters or chicken in the yard, and there were some beggars coming around. So they had their times, like they would come before Ramadan. They come for some handouts, right? Like here in Springbok Beach, you get beggars coming around on Thursday, right? So we don't tease them, don't make a mockery of them, don't be impolite. Whatever you can assist them, show a good face, and assist them in somehow. You don't have money, at least some food, something to give the person. Some warmth, right? He didn't have that warmth. You showed him that warmth, how great he doesn't feel. So they would make sure that if any poor people coming around, like on a Thursday, they come here, then they should come before Ramadan. So they came before Ramadan, and they would actually cut out a rooster and feed these people here, meal that they would not eat for months, they would not eat on end. But this poor that would come around, they would make sure that they prepare it nicely and feed them, let them go with happiness and with du'as. Who knows now, this du'a is carrying the generations that are coming through. So this hospitality and politeness, this was our way. Now you can't even keep one person in the house, you can't feed one person, it becomes so tight. You got something more than some more luxury, additional luxury for ourselves, whether in the building, whether in the car, whether in the food, whether in the clothing. But something for the next person, no, we don't hear about that. Next person will get spoiled. If we spoiling ourselves, we don't get spoiled. Only we don't get spoiled, others must. We get spoiled, it's all right, but mustn't spoil others. So that's the mentality we have. So we're talking about this person here. One day he overheard, there was a heavy downpour. So he came with a delay, came with wet and all that, and he brought their food. So now they're waiting, it's raining, it's pouring, and on a rainy day, cold day, then you feel more hungry, right? So they're waiting for the food. So one student, when he saw this person coming, he said a little bit loudly, "Hamara bhes aaya," our buffalo came. And he overheard it. So he was so angry and upset. "I'm doing all this for these people here, and this is the gratitude that they show. See, I'm just cutting this off completely. Forget these people." At night he sees a dream that all the students are going to Jannat. They're passing the Sirat over to Jannat. And one student is saying to the other student, "Hamare bhes ko mat bhul jana. If you are going to Jannat, then don't forget that bhes, don't forget that buffalo." So this man, he gets up from the dream, he says, "Now they can call me whatever they want. Call me a dog, call me an ass, call me whatever, but I will continue assisting." See, this akhlaq, this good character, this politeness, we don't know the constraint that the person is in. Like I say, let him be a Muslim, let him be a non-Muslim, as long as you're not 100% sure that he's off. Right? Show some assistance, some help, some regards. Be polite. If you don't have the means, at least some good words. Inshallah, I will make dua for you. Or at some other time, you don't have the means now. But some other time, sometime later, inshallah, we'll see you right. So don't panic, inshallah. We'll be with you, inshallah. But some respect, some gratitude, moreover for the comfort that Allah Pak has kept us in appreciation of the comfort that Allah Pak has kept us in, we are good to the next person. So if you go around, you'll find this. You'll find, wherever you go, you'll find some person that is deserving, destitute, is in some constraint. Whichever way you can assist him, assist the person. So you see how it helps the person. They're going to Jannat now, and they say, no, not without our best. We must take him. So the youngsters will be youngsters. They behave stupid sometimes. But you see the dua that may have been coming out from the student's tongues. He's been kind to us, Allah Ta'ala, you be kind to him. He's been generous to us, Allah Ta'ala, you show generosity to him. He's been polite to us, Allah Ta'ala, you be polite towards him. So this was a way in most of our homes, But now, the home has become palatial, it's become big, for all the comfort and luxury, but our hearts have gone very, very small. We don't want to assist, don't want to help, don't want to be polite, don't want to be courteous, we don't want to be respectful towards people. And we don't know exactly unka ghar ka hal kya ho, what's going in his house, you don't know about it. We just look at the surface, no, I'm going to help him, I'm going to spoil the person, you mustn't spoil him, and don't assist him at all. Make him work hard. So we're only looking from one perspective, we don't want to show that assistance. If you got the additional, then on ourselves. Just on ourselves. But that person, the neighbor, the person 2 doors away, 3 doors away, what's happening to that person? What's happening to this person? Some courtesy, some respect, some consideration. Can't we show this? He bought an item from us. He doesn't have the money. We can see now he's on stress. All right, now man, can't pay next time. When you have the means, you pay then. No, I just need my money. You can do some financing, and just see to that you give my due. Is that our attitude? Is that the attitude of a Muslim? No. The Quran Sharif says that فَنَزِيرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ مَنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَزِيرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Person is in difficulty, give some respite, give some chance. In the Bani Israel, comes in Bukhari Sharif, that one person passed away in the Bani Israel, no good deeds in his records. Absolutely. Look at his books of deeds, nothing. So Allah Pak says, no, there must be some good deed in him. Just go see again. So they checked the books, they found, yes, he had no good deeds to his credit. But yes, one thing he had, he would send his man to go and collect all the debts. All the debts that are outstanding, he would send someone to go and collect. But give him instruction, that when you come across a wealthy person, then ask him gently, not impolite. Don't be aggressive, don't be harsh. Even if he's wealthy, but ask him in a gentle and with courtesy, ask him. And if he's in constraints, difficulties, then just wipe it out. Don't worry. Just wipe it off. It's my money, just wipe it off. Right. So today Allah Ta'ala has forgiven him, given him Jannah for that. Just for that. What other deed he's got. But the fact that he's been considered to the servants of Allah Ta'ala. I say, alright, he been considered, I'll be considered. So these homes of ours, open it up again. This wealth of ours, we open it out. People are underprivileged, they are in conditions, constraints. Go and look out for them. Sometimes we go and live in areas, elite areas now. You don't find a poor person. So you can't say that there's no poor person. You chose to live in an elite area where there is no poor person. But that doesn't mean that there's no poor person. Go look into the neighboring town, neighboring city, we'll see what's going on there. Here, at least one street. And Umar radiallahu anhu, you hear of him when he had control over wealth. He didn't have control over wealth, it was different. But when he had the control over the wealth, then he would not sleep until he patrolled the streets of Medina, outskirts, outside, this side, that side. Before that, he didn't have the help. But now when that wealth came in, he says, no, wealth comes with an additional responsibility. Let me go and see what's happening here, what's happening there. Sometimes it's a poor person, sometimes it's a trade caravan, sometimes it's someone that is crying, assistance they need. And he would himself go and assist. See, this love likes this. So we make this intention. Yesterday we spoke about shame and modesty, right? So this Ramadan, there's two things we'll bring in our lives. One is modesty and shame. And one is some form of generosity. Let it not be restricted to the month of Ramadan. Ramadan, alhamdulillah, is a lot of good that happens. But then restricting the good and the generosity and politeness only to Ramadan, no, that's not on. And generosity sometimes is wealth, sometimes is good words, right? Sometimes is covering the person's fault. Right? He committed a mistake, he said something, we covered the fault. We forgave him, right? قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. He wronged us, we yet forgave him. He swore, he was abusive, he insulted, but we had the heart not to go and broadcast him and paint his name. He said, all right, he made a mistake, let's forgive him. Class. Came to the shop, right? You could see the person is in constraint, right? And he came to the shop, for example, and he stole something. It's your own shop, or forgive him, let him carry on. Well, it's something now, he's for nothing perhaps, and let me forgive him, let him carry on. Next time, see that he doesn't steal, but for this first time, yes. So isn't this a good thing? Now one way is, oh, I'm going to be vigilant, I'm going to make a lesson of this person here, so there's no recurrence of this thing here. It's also, we won't say it's impermissible to do it, but we don't know the halat of people. What are the circumstances? What's pushing the person to this point? We don't know. So can't we be a little bit courteous, show muhabbat, show love, show the true colors of Islam? For the blessing that Allah Pak has blessed us with, we show the true colors of Islam. Allah Pak tawfiq nasib kare.
Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu, wa lakal shukru kullu, wa lakal mulku kullu. وإليك يرجع الأمر كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور اللهم صل على مشهد سيدنا محمد في المشاهد اللهم صل على موقف سيدنا محمد في المواقف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط عنا بعده أبدا اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى يا الله forgive our sins oh Allah oh Allah forgive every each of us oh Allah oh Allah forgive our sins oh Allah we have wronged ourselves oh Allah oh Allah you have blessed us oh Allah with this Mubarak month, O Allah. O Allah, it is moving like a fast shadow, O Allah. O Allah, let it not be that we are left unfortunate, O Allah. Do forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, have mercy on us, O Allah. O Allah, shower your mercy upon us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we have nothing, O Allah, to present before you, O Allah. O Allah, we are just trying, O Allah. It is not even an attempt we are making, O Allah. O Allah, but you are so merciful, O Allah. You overlooked all our wrong, O Allah. The entire year, O Allah, we spent in your disobedience, O Allah. O Allah, but you still chose us, O Allah, to be your guests, O Allah. O Allah, don't send us empty-handed, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we spend days in your disobedience, O Allah. But you still love us, O Allah, and you still bring us back into your home, O Allah, into your threshold, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, continue favoring us like this, O Allah. O Allah, conceal our faults, O Allah. O Allah, you know our faults, O Allah. O Allah, you have hidden us, O Allah. O Allah, you have always clothed us with garbs of honor, O Allah, and respect, O Allah. O Allah, continue viewing us like this favorably, O Allah. Look at us favorably in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter, O Allah. Conceal our faults, O Allah. O Allah, have mercy upon us, O Allah. O Allah, show your mercy upon us, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, for the future, take charge of our affairs, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. O Allah, qadam qadam par puri rehbari aur rehnuma farma, Allah. O Allah, guide us every steps of our life, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us always, O Allah. O Allah, save us from works of your displeasure, O Allah. O Allah, save us from sin, O Allah. O Allah, save us from shaitan, O Allah. Save us from our nafs, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we don't know what it is to appreciate your ni'mat, O Allah. O Allah, we don't know what it is to make shukr, O Allah. O Allah, all we can say is, O Allah, record us from your shakirin banda, O Allah. O Allah, record us from those that appreciate every single ni'mat of yours, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, of appreciating every single ni'mat respectively, O Allah. O Allah, let it not be on account of our disappreciation, O Allah, that you snatch away any ni'mat from us, O Allah. O Allah, we in need of you, O Allah. O Allah, we in need of every favor of yours, O Allah. O Allah, teach us how to make shukr and appreciate every ni'mat of yours, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Those of us, O Allah, whose parents are alive, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat to serve them in such a manner, O Allah, ke unke dilo baagh baagh ho karke duaon se phoot phare, O Allah. O Allah, keep them pleased with us always, O Allah. O Allah, keep them pleased with us always, O Allah, and you be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, those of us, O Allah, whose parents have passed on, O Allah, O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, make every moment a happier moment for them in the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, overlook their weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, we are pleading on their behalf, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. Whatever wrong they may have committed, O Allah, overlook it, O Allah. O Allah, we are pleading on their behalf. Do forgive them, O Allah. Look at them favorably, O Allah. O Allah, keep them happy, O Allah. O Allah, you show your mercy upon them, O Allah. O Allah, our deen elders, O Allah, our asatiza, our mashayikh, O Allah. O Allah, the musannifeen of the kitab that we have studied and read, O Allah. Whoever has benefited us in any way, O Allah, deen or dunya, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, you honor them and honor their households in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, you honor them and their progeny right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, and be pleased with them, O Allah. O Allah, those of them who have passed on, O Allah, do forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, overlook their weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, look at them favorably, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them and forgive us as well, O Allah. O Allah, grant the ummah ittihad and ittifaq, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the fitnas that are coming, O Allah. Save us from the fitnas that are prevalent, O Allah. O Allah, you guide every one of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to conform, O Allah. O Allah, conform to your pleasure, O Allah. O Allah, you guide us in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the fitna, O Allah. O Allah, our household, O Allah. O Allah, guide us in every respect, O Allah. O O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat to practice upon every each sunnat, O Allah. Kamil sunnat ki kamil ittiba naseeb farma, O Allah. Aur usi par hamari maut aa jaye, O Allah. O Allah, let it be, O Allah, that we have this thirst to practice every each sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Allah. O Allah, let it be that we are uneasy with any other way, O Allah. We only find comfort in the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with every sunnat, O Allah. O Allah, bless our household with every sunnat, O Allah. O Allah, create the disgust and hatred of Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat, O Allah, in our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, remove it from our lives, remove it from our homes, remove it from our progeny right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, create that disgust for any other way, O Allah, in our hearts and the hearts of our progeny right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with this Mubarak Sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, take our mouths on this Mubarak Sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, rise us on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, all those that are ailing and sick, O Allah, from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Allah. You grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, especially our beloved Ustad Marana Harun Sahib, O Allah. O Allah, you grant him shifa, O Allah. O Allah, grant him afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, you grant the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam maghfirat, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. Look at them favorably, O Allah. Guide us all, O Allah. O Allah, keep us in works of your pleasure, O Allah. O Allah, save us from works of your displeasure, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us every good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked of you, O Allah. O Allah, save us from all that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seek protection from you, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us barakat at the time of our maut, O Allah. O Allah, bless us at that time, O Allah. O Allah, support us at that time, O Allah. O Allah, it is a crucial moment, O Allah. O Allah, you save us from the attack of shaitan at that moment, O Allah. O Allah, you be with us, O Allah. O Allah, like how you are seeing us favorably through here in this world, O Allah. See us favorably there too, O Allah. O Allah, see us favorably through the qabr, O Allah. O Allah, make that day of our death the best of days, O Allah. Make it the happiest of our days, O Allah. Make it easy for us, O Allah. O Allah, nothing is difficult for you, O Allah. O Allah, you have the ability of changing every guna of ours into a good deed, O Allah. O Allah, do that for us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us, O Allah. We cannot present anything before you, O Allah. We only have sins upon sins, O Allah. O Allah, do change the sins of us of ours into good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, look at us favorably, O Allah. O Allah, and save us every moment of our lives, O Allah. وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله